thing is here. So we're doing. We left with two problems. We'll start with the second one, which is about if you write one letter, you have one letter written, and you write another letter, or one stitch, and you write another one. So another one. So the question is, do you say chayev like you as if you did two letters, or you say no? Then by the way, you only did one. That's machlokas tanaim. Rav Elazar and the Chacham. Tanakama, I guess. No Chacham. So the question is, so the thing, I guess, maybe the question is like when you have a share of two, start basic. When you have a share of two, let's say two letters, is that a quantitative share or a qualitative share? In other words, quantitative share means is that one letter is a letter. It's a letter, it's a certain product, but it's not enough. And in order to be chayav, you have to produce, the idea of two letters is like a quantity of ksav that you have to produce. Now, of course, it has to be mitzura, so it's a quantity of ksav. So it has to be like able to be put on the same thing, because otherwise it's just one letter and one letter. So you have to produce a quantity of ksav. Okay, ksav that can be read in one sight, seeing. But you have to create a quantity of ksav. Okay, so that's... Also, if you say that, then if you only write one, then you haven't produced that quantity. So you only produced one. So it's true, one already existed, preceded you, and now you're just producing one. So that's you're not creating the quality. But if you say that it's a quality, it means that two letters is a certain quality in ksav. It's not just the idea that you have two. But two is already like the idea of a word, for instance, as once you have two. It's like a combination, like you were saying. It's like a combination of letters which produce a certain type of a sound through the interplay of letters. Like there's a quality which emerges when you have two letters. And that's what's necessary in order to, for a ksiva. So if that's the case, when there's one letter there, simply that quality doesn't exist. And then when you make the second one, you are single-handedly creating that quality. Quality didn't exist. There was a precondition, maybe, but you are creating the quality. And so two is the quality of the malacha, and you're creating that quality. But again, if it's a quantity, then a quantity means each one is significant in its own right. So then you only did one of them. You didn't do two. So it's true, you put the quantity over the edge, but it's a quantitative idea, then your shear is going to be in terms of your you have to do that quantity. You only did one. You did one. But here, but if you say that it's a quality of two, you didn't only do one, you did the quality. First guy is Kamishaino, he didn't do anything, because there's no quality from what he did, and now you're producing the quality. So you're rendering the whole thing into a quality. It's as if it's all Nikar Sashimo, because you're the one who's creating the entity. I guess the same thing would be by the rig. By the rig. Is it a quantity of two stitches? Then look, you have to do them both. Or it's a quality of creating a Shia Begat, or whatever, you know, or the Dover Miskaya. Then you're creating a quality. The question is, we were wondering if you had, let's say, more than one letter. Like Rashi says the case that you're chayav for that. But we're wondering, let's say you have three letters there or something. Or you have a word, car, and you write an S. So now you have a new word. Are you going to be chayav for that also? So you could be medayik from Rashi, no, because then the quality of a word already exists, or three letters or two letters already exist. So you're just adding on quantity. Now you only wrote one, so you have to write two. But or you could say no, because you could argue that yes, it's a new word. As car is one word, that's a quality, but now you're creating a new quality, cars. So once it's more than two letters, it's a new quality each time you have it. You just write one letter, there's no quality of a word, but here it's a new quality. Each letter you add on. So you could learn that way, but then Rashi, why is Rashi picking a case of only one, or your Maslam Mitzvah? The only reason why it would seem that you would want to learn that way is because by the Achas Al HaRig, it's talking a case where there was a baguette, like Rashi explains on Kofay, there was a baguette, and you add on one, or yeah, there was a bunch of stitches, and you add on one. It doesn't say anywhere that you're creating, it doesn't learn the cases where there's only one stitch, and you're making another one, because it's Al HaRig, it means there's a whole number of stitches. So it seems to be there, you'll have to say, is he making a bigger baguette, or a bigger unit of cloth? So it's a creating quality. So that's because it seems the same thing by ksav. Only problem is why Rashi picks specifically a case where you're mashlamit to two. That would seem to indicate that it's only that case. So I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I mean, it could say slav dafka, but it would seem to need one explanation of why Rashi should pick that case. But again, but that's the way. That's the shita of Eliezer. But we hold that it's not a quality. It's not just. It's not a qualitative idea. The idea of two isn't that you're creating a new quality of two letters, but it's a quantitative idea. One letter is his nose, but you have to be Mishana in it. You have to have two of them. Two of them together. So therefore, in order to be Chayiv, you have to do both of them, because it's a sheer, it's a quantitative idea, so that means the person has to do the full quantity. But again, if two is a quality, then the first guy is nothing. So then the second guy is the one who creates the quality. And he's total loz and malacha. It's a good question. You have it where, is this a universal holiness whenever you have two? Or is it only somehow the Gemara knows the same thing? It was by Kosev and by Oreg. Is this by all, like by Gozesh, Seisaros? I mean, I feel like there are others also. I don't know. But is this like a universal thing whenever you have a share of two? Or is it how does the Gemara even know that you can just carry it over? I guess the question is maybe a little further. The question is, is there a quality of two letters? Is that a quality? See, because there's definitely a quality of a word. Right? You could say it's a quality. But two letters, just two. What's the quality of two letters? I know we said, you could argue the quality is, it's a unit of letters which could be read together. But if it doesn't spell anything, like, I guess, like, do you say it's like a word which doesn't spell anything? Is that like a quality of, like, two letters is a new quality in Ksav? Letters which could be read together, even if they don't read anything. But we say that's not a quality. A quality is where if you had a word, that can understand it's a quality. But you see, it's just two random letters. So do you say that there's an idea of a quality like that? You know, or maybe you could say in stitches also. Is there a quality of two stitches? Or what is it? A baguette? It's just two stitches. Really, that's kind of, so what kind of quality is that? You know? So maybe you could question, is that really a quality? Is there room to say there's a quality there? So I guess by Ksav, you could argue, yeah, it's a quality because the letters function in together. It's a new quality. It's letters which function in a new way. So that's a certain quality. Maybe by stitches also, you'll say there's a new idea of like kiyum. Maybe that's a type of a quality. But maybe you'll argue like by hair or kind of shaving two hairs or something. Maybe there's no quality. Maybe that has to be a quantity. Maybe I guess you'd have to question. You have to look. It's not necessarily clear. They can just carry over from one to the other. Okay, so let's get to the other problems. The other question we had is by the Sora, Srita. If you carve letters onto your flesh, do you say that's laying the achsiva v'kach? Or you say, no, Ben Sadda did it. He got the magic out of Mitzrayim by carving onto his flesh. So they say, yeah, but he's a shota. You can't prove him a shota. So what's v'achoga? So David observed yesterday, I think it's a good first starting point, is that you say it's people don't do that. It's not derech ksiva. Okay? Now, it's not derech ksiva to write with your left hand, and it's not derech ksiva to write on your flash, carve into your flash. But it's for different reasons. Okay? The reason why it's not derech ksiva with your left hand is because it's inefficient. It doesn't work well. You're not going to write a good ksav. It's not going to work out well. Ksav is to communicate something, and it's just not going to work out. It doesn't... messy, it takes longer, it's harder. So far as ksav itself, it's not a good ksav, it's inefficient. But in turn, by the reason why people don't carve onto their flesh is not because the ksav is poor, or because it's inefficient, or it takes too long, or it's difficult to do, or anything like that. The reason why they don't do it is because of an entirely extraneous reason. Because it's dangerous, and it hurts. But insofar as Kosev is concerned, you could argue that it's a very efficient ksav. Very efficient. What's wrong with it? Just take a knife. It's simple. Take a knife, carve the letters, last for a long time. What's the problem? It's easy. There's nothing wrong with it. In the framework of Kosev, it is efficient. Because the idea of what people do, like I said yesterday, is not a magical thing of what people do. Because if you invent a new tool and it's very efficient, it doesn't matter if people don't use it yet because they don't know about it. Because the idea of people is just a gauge of efficiency. If people don't do it, in general, it's not efficient. Why don't they do it? So the fact they don't do it shows this isn't really the malacha. But now, so people obviously don't cut their skin open. But Rabbi Elazar is going to argue, or whoever it is, Rabbi Elazar, could argue that, yeah, the reason why they don't do it is because it's a different thing, but not because it's not efficient. It's very efficient. And I'll show you, Ben Sanza did it. He smuggled out the charms, whatever. It's a famous story. He got it. It was well intact, lasted a long time, whatever. It's not hard for him to do. He did it. It's painful, whatever. That's they always have to co-save. People don't do it because of an entirely extraneous reason. So this guy's a shota. Yeah, but you need a shota to see whether it's a good co-save, because maybe you'll tie it, it's not a good ksav. You may say, it doesn't work out. You can't really write anything. It's not clear. It's messy. It doesn't scar. The scar tissue gets messed up. It's, I don't know, you just may argue it's not a good ksav. The saying is, no, you see from a santa, it's a good ksav. You got the ksav amount. How do you think the world has a ksav amount of Mitzrayim? It's through this, through him. So in terms of ksav, it's fine. So he's a shota. It's true, it's a shota because the external reasons why a person doesn't ordinarily do it, he managed to overcome those external reasons. But you see from him that it's a good ksav and it's an efficient ksav. You know, so he's not bothered by shota because shota doesn't take away from the idea of the quality of the ksav. He's not a shota that he used poor ksav. He's a shota that he was willing to do this thing, which is dangerous. The question is, if that's the case, what's the other, what's the counter argument to that? We don't hold by this. Because he's strengthening his argument from Misata. And as he holds, like, what's wrong with it? In terms of Kosei, maybe he knows Misfar. Well, why should it not write? Why is it not good writing? But he's showing, he says, what's your problem? People are like, I'll show you, this works. This is a real method of ksav. And so it's like in his argument. I mean, it could be he would have held it anyways. Not Misfar, you know, Misfar. But he's just trying to illustrate. Do you think it's not a good ksav? Because, yeah, I'll show you, it's a very good ksav. Misata did it, the only one with it is a ksav. So what's the problem? Okay, so maybe like this. Maybe it's see, when you talk about productivity, it means productivity, for instance, involves many factors, like how difficult the thing is, how long it will last, how long. I mean, a lot of factors involved in whether something's productive or not. Like, even if it would last very long, it's very difficult to do. It's hard to write, for instance, then it may not be productive. And whatever factors, and different malachas, so it means. I mean, the man decides that this is a worthwhile way to perform the action. Now, the thing is like this, is that you have many, many, man exists and has a whole life. You have 39 malachas, and then you have the totality of the human being. Now, let's say it's like this, is that if, insofar as man as a writer is concerned, this is very productive. It's very efficient. It's a great writing. But insofar as the totality of the human being is concerned, this is not efficient. It's not productive. Because in order to do it, it's a good ksav, but it kills you. You know what I mean? So productivity factors in the risk and reward. In any malacha, that's the case. But the question is do you measure the productivity of malacha from the framework of this malacha itself and the limited perspective of this malacha? Because we're involved in this malacha, malachas kosev, and therefore you measure productivity alts framework of kosev itself, or do you say that you can't talk about productivity of a malacha outside of the totality of the human being, and therefore since there are other reasons, other things involved in doing a malacha, it's very nice to say if the only thing man did was right and that was his only consideration and altogether, that would be efficient, be productive, but why don't people do it? Because overall, in terms of a person, you got to be a shota to do it. So it's not efficient vis-a-vis a person's life. Now, vis-a-vis kosev itself, it's efficient. Vis-a-vis kosev itself, it's efficient, but that's the question, is do the malachos, is the efficiency of malachos measured relative to each malacha independently, or relative to the human being as a whole. You know what I mean? But I'd say is that if you had a person, a new technology or something, a new method of writing, which is very, very efficient, then just no one has known does it yet, that you don't say that it lacks in efficiency, because that's efficient vis-a-vis the human being and vis-a-vis old people. It's not because people don't do it. It's if people don't do it because of a good reason, something which prevents them from doing it because you got to be a shota to do it, or, you know, that means that over the totality of man, it's not an efficient malacha. And so that's the showing, and that's the argument. The argument is, people, if you don't do that, that's not the way people do it. People would never do this. It's not just they don't do it, they'd never do such a thing. It's too risky. So therefore, that's the lack of efficiency. But again, efficiency always has to be vis-a-vis what? Like, you could have a car which is very efficient, but it blows up when you drive it. And it's not a very efficient car. I mean, I very feel efficient, but if there's a risk of it blowing up, then, didn't they have that, the Pinto?
The Pinto.
Yeah, it's very efficient, but it blew up when you get a rear-end collision. So it's not a very efficient car. It is fuel efficient, but the goal isn't fuel efficient, it's efficiency overall, and fuel is one factor. So that's the question. It's like malacha, but you could argue, look, each malacha is a malacha, and productivity is measured vis-a-vis the malacha itself. It has to be something like, again, like let's say you write while you're banging on your head with the other hand. So people, no one does that, and it's inefficient because it wastes a lot of energy to be doing that while you're banging on your head, so no one does it. So you say it's inefficient. But that has nothing to do with the writing. I mean, the writing is efficient, then you're doing a totally separate thing. So, I mean, you could have a lot of things, or you know, but here, it's like the very writing itself is writing on your flesh. So it's like, it's not like an extraneous element to the thing. It has to be that it's not the ksiva itself is inefficient. Now, I don't know, I'm not sure what's going to be recognized. Now, you're saying if it's writing slow, well, let's say you're writing slow, I just think it's inefficient. Is that recognized as a different method of Kosev? I mean, the writing surface is certainly a phenomenon in Kosev. I don't know if speed of writing is the recognized, you know, is going to register halachically. Maybe it will, I mean, you have to, you know, but that's what it would come down to. It's true, I'm saying there's a universal question in Orchei of Malachos, you know, but I mean, if there were such a machlokas, you'd have to find it by a case. So this is a good case to find it by. So, you know, now maybe you could invent another case. Maybe. Maybe you could, maybe you can't. But that's, I don't see that as a kasha. It's a machlokas tanayim, which in general is a big, you know, it's a big question. And it explains the thing. And it's not like these cases are very frequent. You're not going to find them in general. So, I mean, if you found another case, like, unless you showed me another case that the Gemara discusses and it doesn't bring this up, or I don't know. But just to say the Gemara can invent another crazy case, this is the case the Gemara had to illustrate this point. This is a real case. You know, it's not going to be easy to make another case. I mean, maybe you could, maybe you can't. But I don't know if there's a kasha that you could create. It's not like they're all over the place. I mean, in general, things work out that there was, you know. I'll just tell you the facts. I was basically one more thing. Or maybe two, I'm not sure. But one more thing is, I'll tell you the one thing. If you have a question, is if you have the Mishnah says, we have Kosev, Ksav, Al Gabe Ksav. Okay, so it says, Ksav, Al Gabe Ksav, says Pater. So if you write, if you have a word, here's a Rashi, Ksav, Al Gabe Ksav. Yeah, so it's a Hiver Komos, Ala Osios, Aksuv, and Kfar, Vechidshon. So you have letters already written, and you like darken them. You renew them with Ksav on top of the Ksav. So the ink is getting a little light, and you renew them. So the Mishnah says, you pop them. So the Gemara says, Ksav, Yisav, Mantana, Amarchus, Lokrav Yudah, Ditanya, Harishai, Kosav, Sarah, Lechtav, Hashem. So you're writing Sefer Torah, and you have to write Yud Kevavke. Okay, Veneskav, Lechtav Yudah, and you didn't realize. You thought you had something you're supposed to be writing Yudah, you misread it. You start writing Yehuda, and you leave out the Dalad, and sure enough, it says you gave okay, but you didn't have Kavana to write the Shem. You didn't have a Kavana, that's Kara. So, and then it doesn't look like the Shem Hashem without Kavana. So, there's Mavril of Kulmas and Makacha, so the Rebbe Yehuda. So, Yehuda says, you just re darken it, write your pen on top of the thing, and it'll be Makadisha. Rechomim, or Ein Hashem, and Mavkar. It's not good. This doesn't have a Kedusha Ksav. Okay. The Rashi, Mavril of Kolmos, the Kavanah Shem, Akalos, Yos Kiluhu Kosvo. So it's saying, so you see, so the Gemara wants to say, same Machlokas. Same question. Because we're saying, it's over there, if you're saying that you're Potter here, it means it's not really Kosev. If it's not really Kosev, then you wouldn't be able to write the Sefer Torah like that either. But if you say that you could rewrite Shem Hashem like that, it means that that's the Ksav, even though it's already written as Ksav. So therefore, so too here it's Ksav. It's Kosev. What I'm saying, it's same Machlokas. It's funny, because Rashi over here, it's funny, like, does that have to darken it? Like, I sound like a chicham, like you're making it darker. Like in a Sefer Torah, you presumably it's already dark. Like, what are you doing? Like here you could say, oh, that's a good kasha. It's like, sounds from Rashi over here, that on our Mishnah, that it's because you're darkening the Ksav. If the Ksav was already fully dark, and he was writing over it, it would seem from Rashi, it wouldn't be Chayev. But in Sefer Torah, presumably, you wrote Yehuda, you're trying to write Yehuda, you weren't writing it lightly, you just wrote it that very, so that very moment. He doesn't say you have to wait until it seems like you just write it over at that very instant, and it's enough. So then why here does Rashi have to say V'chidsham? It shouldn't be V'chidsham, it should just say you have Ksav, and you write on top of it. You know what I mean? So that's a good question. So also the question is, like, how do you know these are necessarily the same? I mean, you have to have a svara, which is going to say they're necessarily the same. And you could imagine being mechalik in these things. I don't know exactly how, but you know, you can imagine being mechalik. That's the question. What's the unification here? How's it by get also, by lishma? You want to rewrite the things, so it's similar level to this. I mean, I didn't really go into it more, but there is more of the sugya. Tosafot goes into the Gemara in Gita. Two Gemaras in Gita. Get into a little bit more. What's that? In theory, maybe, if I have time, maybe we'll get this other thing. If you write if you complete the Sefer, the last letter in the Sefer, Yechayev. Even though you have to write two letters, if you complete the last letter of Sefer, Yechayev. So if you look, Rashi says it's one of the Sefer Tanakh. One of the Chav Dalet Svarim. But the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, it doesn't seem that way. And also, there's another case, same thing, if you last stitch in a Baguette. The Gemara is the same thing. Last stitch in a Baguette. Okay, so maybe we'll take that up. We'll see if we have time. You look at the Michos Chinuch if you want on Lamentes Malachos, the first volume on Kosev. I think maybe it's Ospeis. He talks about it. So also the question is this Kosev? You may argue this is like Makav Patish. You're finishing the Sefer. Like, is it Kosev or is it Makav Patish? I think Michos Chinuch brings that up a little bit. The Meiri says it's not Makav Patish. Because you could look at it. I mean, maybe that's another thing to look at in theory. If you want to look at the Meiri. Okay? I think the Meiri is on our Gemara. That's a good question. What does it mean, Hashem in the both parts? It says it's not Hashem. That's what he means. I mean, I think he means it doesn't look like Hashem. It's not Hashem. It's funny, Lashon.